The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant, who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat. Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we are obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Blessed Sunday and good morning to everybody. I'm sure by now most of us have heard about October 18th. We have a day retreat that we're trying to invite as many of our parishioners as possible to the parish hall as we relaunch our parish mission statements. And as we all have heard, I see the advertisements, we're striving as a parish to be faithful like Mary. To be faithful like Mary. And as we were discerning the mission statement with the team, and part of the reason why we wanted that statement, because it's supposed to elicit questions in your heart, like, be faithful like Mary in what sense? In all aspects of our lives, because she is the perfect Christian disciple. The perfect Christian disciple. And for many of us, how many times have we heard our non-Catholic friends calling us idolaters, or taking away something from Christ because we talk to the Blessed Mother, we have love for her. And so part of the retreat is that when you walk out of that day retreat, we're bringing in two speakers, and there's a small fee just to help bring in the speakers and to help pay for lunch. But they're gonna dive into the historical ancient church and why from the very beginning devotion to the Blessed Mother is rooted as part of our Christian life. So I want you to walk away from that retreat saying, "I love Mama Mary. I love her, and I understand why we do what we do as Catholics. And it's not an accretion or something added to the body of Christ, nor rather, it's an outgrowth of love. Mary had today what the apostles were begging for in the gospel, weren't they? You're the apostles, and it's a great question. It says, "Jesus, increase our faith." Increase it. And Jesus would share that famous analogy, that faith, the size of a mustard seed. Now, farmers tell us that the mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds you can ever imagine. It's a tiny, tiny little thing. So it's meant to convey an image that if you have the faith the size of a tiny, tiny mustard seed, you can do amazing things. And here in the gospel, we have that. And in the gospel of Matthew, our Lord will use another phrase saying that the faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. So we have this in many different examples of the gospels. Because why is faith so important? Well, we jump to the first reading from the prophet Habakkuk. So in the time of Habakkuk, what was happening, it was written around the year 7th BC. So about 700 years before the coming of our Lord. And what was happening at that time period was that the Babylonian Empire, which is modern day Iran, just to kind of give us a geographical location. So the Iranians are the successors of the Babylonian Empire. So Babylon, at that time, one of the most powerful empires on earth, they're beginning to have incursions into the northern kingdom of Israel. They're beginning to invade. And so they're experiencing all this calamity that the enemies are pressuring in. And so this is now where the first reading begins. So remember, the Babylon Empire, they're descending upon the Jewish people. And here's what the prophet Habakkuk says. How long, O Lord, I cry for help. I cry out violence, but you do not listen. You do not intervene. Why must I look at misery, destruction, violence are all before me. There is strife, clamorous discord. So what Habakkuk is experiencing here, yes, an empire descending upon them. They're about to be conquered. But all of us in here have a version of the Babylonian Empire in our lives, don't we? Yes, maybe it's not an actual nation state inflicting pain on us, but every single person in here has suffered and is suffering or enduring tremendous trials, every single one of us. And so how many of us have ever cried out to God, God, where are you? Isn't that such a typical question from us when we pray, when we're suffering? God, where are you? And especially when these tough, difficult moments come, the next temptation is to fall away from the faith. We stop believing. You know, when you ask sometimes people who were once devout Christians, why did you stop? And oftentimes you'll hear, oh, suffering happened, something bad in the church happened, bad pope, bad bishop, bad priest, a family member, church hurt, it's a common phrase you hear. Of course, we're all broken, and so it's not surprising that we hurt one another. Or a tragedy or sickness. How long? I cry for help, but you do not listen. Now this is where, oh, beautiful Mary now becomes our example. Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 20, we have the famous event of the angel Gabriel appearing to Mary. It's on the front cover of the bulletin today. There's a famous painting. The angel Gabriel appears to Mary and announces, Mary, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. It's the first part of the Hail Mary prayer. It's from Luke chapter 1. And the angel Gabriel appears to Mary and announces that she will conceive in her womb. Do you know how old Mary was in this moment? It doesn't say in scripture, but most theologians, most scholars say that Mary would have been 14 years old, more or less. A year, give a year or two. 14. And the angel Gabriel announces, the Holy Spirit will descend upon you and conceive in your womb Jesus, our Lord. Imagine. The salvation of humanity, the entire cosmos, hinges upon the response of a 14-year-old girl. We don't let 14-year-olds drive by themselves here. And yet God puts this on her shoulders. What will Mary say?
Be it done to me according to your word. Stunning faith.
Notice what Mary said. Oh, I completely understand everything that was going to happen and what will unfold in my life. I completely understand that I'll give, it's a virgin birth. I'll give birth to our Lord. I'll raise him in Nazareth, and then I'll raise him up to be a good man. She did not understand how the implications of that act of faith would do.
But what Mary had was that Mary trusted. And that's another definition of a way to look at faith. What is faith? Well, faith is trust in what God has promised.
Whenever this gospel comes up, I flash back immediately. And if you heard this story before, bear with me. I've shared this story all the time, and so please laugh the same jokes. Huh? Nod your heads. Sometimes I never know what stories I share with you. I'm probably like grandpa at Thanksgiving dinner, repeating the same story over and over and over again. But we're family, right? So it's okay. Whenever I hear the gospel about the mustard seed, immediately I'm transported back junior year at UC Davis. And around this time period, the Lord really pressed it upon my heart to become a priest. And so one day, this beautiful morning, I'm standing outside of Hunt Hall, and I'm wrestling with God in my heart and my mind as I'm waiting for class to begin, and I begin to argue with God. You ever argue with God, by the way?
Oh yeah, we all know, our people of faith. Oh, we argue with God a lot.
And I'm sitting there outside of the Hunt Hall under a tree, and I'm arguing with God, and I'm telling him all the reasons why I am disqualified at being a priest. First reason, God, I don't know my faith. I was horribly catechized. I went to public school my entire life. My parents didn't know their faith. We were just simple, devout Catholics going to Mass every single Sunday. But if you were to ask me, defend the papacy, I'm like, oh, I don't know. Defend the Catholic Church. I don't know. Defend the Eucharist. I have no idea. And so I told God, God, I don't know anything about my Catholic faith. I'm a sinner. Done horrible things that I'm not proud of. I'm not holy enough. And then my last argument, and I thought this would be the final nail on the head. I said, God, and the reason why I can't be a priest, my faith is too small.
Close the book, folded my arm. I said, yeah, there you go. Boom, case closed.
At that moment, my phone goes off. Yes, we had phones back then. It was old, you know, the old Nokia phones? You remember those? It wasn't touchscreen fancy stuff we have now. It was an old school phone, but we still get text messages. My phone goes off. At that moment when I said and I cried out to God, I said, God, I can't be a priest because my faith is too small. At that moment, I get a text message. Matthew 17, verse 20. The faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. I was a loss for words. And immediately I called my friend who had just texted me that message. And I said to her, why did you text me this message right now? She said this, verbatim. I still remember the words. I was lying here in my bed doing my morning prayers, and God told me, text Brian this Bible verse. I just hung up the phone and I just put my head down. I said, all right, God,
All right. I have no more excuses. You see, what faith is, it's rooted in our fidelity and our trust with what the Father has told and revealed to us. That our Father will guide us and protect us always. Yes, we can help understand and we seek to strive and understand our Catholic faith. But essentially what faith is, all right, Father, I give you my life. You see, marriage and faith are very similar because essentially we do the same thing. Yesterday we had a beautiful wedding here, and we also began the wedding preparation process of a young couple. They're beginning their marriage preparations, their long year of preparation, and all of that wedding. But we celebrated yesterday Deacon Rob and Sherry's 50th wedding anniversary, along with Don and Brenda Kirk celebrating their 57th anniversary. It was a glorious day yesterday here at St. Mary's. But essentially, what marriage is you're putting your happiness and your well-being into the arms of someone else. And that, my friends, takes tremendous trust. October 18th, our day retreat. If you haven't already, register. Come to the day retreat. Because if you're like me and you cry out to God every single day, increase our faith. We will learn from the Blessed Mother. When Jesus died on Calvary and they took his body off that cross and Mary cradled her lifeless corpse of her son upon her lap, she was probably around 45 years old. Mary never left Jesus. She did not understand how our Lord would bring good out of his death, out of her pain. But Mary trusted. She had faith that God is always faithful to his promises.